May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 642. Once more, dear God of grace, thy earthly courts we tread. We come to see thy face and banquet with our head. We long, we faint, we pant for thee, and hope that thou, but with us thou wilt be. 642.
Let us read together from the Word of God in the book of Genesis. Genesis, we read from chapter 27, a part of chapter 27, a part of Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 27. We commence from the 30th verse. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob has yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting, and he also had made savoury meat and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? He said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, and my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. Behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above, and by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. It shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand, then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her eldest son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent to call Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau is touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. We turn to the 32nd chapter. We commence or recommence our reading at verse 6. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. And Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds and the camels into two bands, and said, If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidst unto me, Return unto thy country, and thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies, of all the truth, which thou hast showed unto thy servants. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands, so deliver me, I pray thee. I pray thee from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidst, I will surely do thee good. Make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. We will turn on verse 19. And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the drove, saying, on this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him, and say ye moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night, and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day, when he saw that he prevailed not against him. He touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob, that is supplanter. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, that is, the face of God. For I have seen God face to face, my life is preserved. As he passed over Peniel, believed to be the same place, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Amen. Most holy and gracious God, do grant thy great mercy, the Holy Spirit, to guide us in our approaches unto thee, to guide us by thy truth. Lord, may the Spirit not leave our souls destitute that vital, inward, sacred prompting and teaching, revealing and blessing. May the Lord Jesus be sweetly known. May we be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. We do pray, Lord, that thou art cover our sin and unworthiness. How great it is. And grant a Saviour's name and precious blood. And Lord, we are unworthy to plead that name of Jesus. And we do pray for thy mercy, Lord, lest that we should be left. And we pray that thou would gather us around thy word. And we want the spices, the truth, the vital appointing of thy word to our hearts, to fill our souls, as the odour of the ointment filled the house. And Lord, remember us as we come once more. And we pray for thy gracious help. Lord, do bless the Sabbath school. And remember those that labour there and the dear children. Lord, we have thought of them. We pray that thou bless them. Thou knowest our heart's desire, Lord, that thou bless them. And grant, O Lord, that that blessing may endure, a blessing from God that shall attend their lives and their course and be with them. And may they be amongst thy dear people. We pray, Lord, that thou bring back those that have gone astray. And we think, Lord, of the words of thy grace. And such were some of you, left to ourselves. Lord, do hear prayer for the sick and the poorly. Lord, we would bring them unto thee. Lord, for that strengthening as the days go by, and that healing touch in thy goodness. And may there be sweetness, that even in those times that they are laid aside and kept from thy house, may there be the Holy Spirit's sweet bedewing. And remember them each, remember them all. We pray, Lord, for our own little flock, that thou be with them. We pray that thou bless them, Lord, and grant that continuance of that seeking, and may there be a blessing poured out. And we pray, Lord, that thou remember us in the burdens and cares. Lord, we seek that thou come and bless Zion with thy blessed spirit and knowledge to be granted and conviction and sweet reality to be made known in sinners' hearts, and grant there may be those that shall be able to speak of thee. Lord, remember our land, have mercy upon us. The days are dark and we are brought to feel, Lord, that we are living towards or in those latter times. And Lord, do arise and do bless thy word and truth. And remember our poor land given to material and empty things from top to bottom. And we pray, Lord, that thou art arise and remember us still. Hear prayer, Lord, for our seekers, for any heavy laden, the oppressed. Lord, those that are given that true heart and are brought to the place where grace abounds. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember us throughout this day. We do pray, Lord, for that word to be fulfilled. We might be made acceptable unto the brethren and dip our foot in oil. And Lord, remember us day by day, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. It's in our hearts, Lord. And we thank thee for thy many mercies and for strength given naturally, but we pray for a little sweet life and knowledge. And Lord, to grant we may be knowing thy sweet presence. Do help us, Lord, in our poverty and need. We cannot do anything of ourselves. And we pray that help may be laid upon one that is mighty. Be with me, Lord, in this special case of need, and do supply their needs according to thy riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And do watch over this church and people, and grant, O Lord, thy keeping power and much wisdom, and do bless the causes. And we pray that thou art come and help us, Lord, to labour in word and doctrine. May there be a sweet flowing together. Make up where we fail. Lord, we cannot make long petitions. We ask thy mercy upon us. Pray for thy help and seek, Lord, that with us thou wilt be. As we plead that worthy name, we ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 636. The Sabbath was a day of rest, the day the Lord Jehovah blessed, a lively type of Christ. The labouring poor may venture here, the guilty banish all their fear, and lean on Jesus' breast. 636.
Thank you.
So Lord, may help me. I will turn with you to the 32nd chapter of Genesis. Read there firstly verse 24, also from verse 26. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Verse 26. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." We had no thought at all to follow on, perhaps. Our service on the past Tuesday, we spoke of the breaking of the day. We have to wait upon the Lord to grant the indicting, we trust, of the Holy Spirit. And this word just suddenly came upon my mind with a little power, I hope we can say, especially in verse 26. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." We read of Jacob here. Was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. We must just notice very briefly the setting of our text and these two verses. How these purposes of God that are so sovereign are revealed concerning Jacob and the sons of Jacob. We read of the time when God sweetly called Jacob by his grace. But we notice how the man deceived his brother. How solemn it is to read that how that he stole the blessing in that outward way. God's most sovereign purposes. The Lord worked his work to bring Jacob to be that one that should be blessed of God indeed. And we read of Esau, that he knew that his brother had subtly taken away the blessing. And he said, "Is not he rightly named Jacob, for he has supplanted me these two times? He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing, or the blessing of his father." And he said, "Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?" And so it was that it was the time of many years when the Lord caused Jacob to return. And we read that he was exceedingly fearful. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, 400 men with him." And Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him. "No, I want to come by God's help." There are a few things that seem to abide upon my heart, as it's the blessing. Well, it is. If we are brought by the Spirit of God to crave and to seek and to need a blessing, how many of us this morning desire a blessing from God? Well, by the help of God, I want to speak faithfully. And then to gather up those that truly seek a blessing with dear Jacob here. When he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And it is necessary for me to come very quickly to that line of truth. I must touch upon doctrine. May we be in the hand of God. The hymn writer sums up my thoughts in hymn 817. May he that sings or reads that precious blessing know that comes by Jacob's kids and not by Esau's bow. Oh, bring no price, God's grace is free, to Paul, to Magdalene, to me, Joseph Hart, and speaks of those truths regarding a God-given blessing, not from Esau's bow. How he sought a blessing, didn't he? How he craved that there might be something reserved for him. How it would seem on the face of it that he was truly seeking a blessing from God in a gracious way. Not so. His heart was never changed. He thought it unfair. He grieved and he thought that he ought to have the blessing. And of course it was the blessing that was the blessing of Jacob, as they did so bless their firstborn. I want to hasten. There was a blessing craved by Esau, but his heart wasn't right. And he was left under the law asking for a blessing. So there was no compunction in it. There was no reality. There was no real grace in it. No bowing under the circumstances in which he was. He harboured in his heart that hatred. We read that he spoke many things. Of course, it could be, the word could be spoken in the gospel sense. Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? But I want to come as God may guide me, friend. There may be some that need a blessing from God and are very troubled about it. How they may obtain that blessing. They have to wrestle. We might read of any wrestling with Esau. Maybe those that are greatly troubled because they do not seem to obtain the blessing. That's how my heart has been directed. I hope of God. That hard case. That one that needs the Lord, perhaps in a very great way, to grant a blessing from God. And the enemy and the devil may say, well, you haven't obtained the blessing. And you never will. The accuser of the brethren. That hard case, that one that greatly fears that they have sinned against light and knowledge, or that they're not of the elect, or that there is nothing appointed from God for them. Those friends that are burdened about it, I know not, but the Lord knows. There is need then to speak faithfully from these words, especially in verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. It's with that indeed blessing, isn't it? That blessing of God, the blessing of his people. But how shall we speak of Esau in that desire of a blessing? Well, friends, it was for this earth. He measured everything that by the poor intellect. That he thought he ought to have had a blessing, and naturally speaking, he was deceived. His father Isaac was deceived. There was no change of heart. But he wanted a blessing, but only for this life. The things immediately surrounding, it was his bow, wasn't it? The things of the field. And so he spoke these things with, evidently with hatred in his heart. Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. He said, the days of mourning for my father are at hand, then will I slay my brother Jacob. And Rebekah told Jacob about it, and the dear man had to flee. And of course we come to that chapter when he remembered those things, and he feared greatly. But friend, how he wrestled. Or there was one that wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. We tried to speak recently, until the day break and the shadows flee away. Oh, get me to the mountain of myrrh, the hill of frankincense. And it comes back to me, friends, this breaking of the day. And the time when God will appear and answer prayer according to his sovereign will, but it needs a heart upright. Let me look for a moment again at Esau. He brought that savoury meat by his bow. And he brought it for his acceptance. He said, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. It's a pause there, friends. That you see the man under the law, or left to nature's darkness, a thought to merit or to be able to obtain a blessing by his deeds and his thought and his poor intellect, or feeling to be the matter to be unfair. How different when God works. I want to come to in the scriptures, we're reminded of law and gospel. In the scriptures, we are reminded of God's sovereignty. It's repeated ever so much. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Now, friends, it's that dividing and that separating, or putting it another way, it is that gospel which is discriminating, that man in his poor, lost condition, he just cannot receive. Election, a truth divine, is hated by the world and every one of us, but for God's grace. Now, friends, let me come a little further. How do we appear? Are there those that want something more? In the blessing of this life and the Lord to open his hand, the Lord to grant favour, or even there's nothing more suitable to poor old nature than to be thought well of. Well, different. Now let me direct you to my thoughts. You know, Jacob had to go out and leave his father's house, didn't he? Under such a dark cloud, he knew not God's purposes. But God met him. When we come a little closer to the blessing. God met with dear Jacob in his sovereign love and mercy. Now, let me bring it before you, friends. This is the gospel where God meets with poor sinners. It's been prayed for. But when the Lord arises and sweetly grants that new birth and the life of it, the truth of it. And let me direct you. Those words are well known, aren't they? Where Jacob came at the end of the day, took of the stones of that place, Haran, and put them for his pillow. He had hard things in his heart and hard things, we may say, in his life. He lay down in that place to sleep and he dreamed. And that's when God met with Jacob. How sovereign. Well, I think it's precious because it was all of sovereign grace. Even when the man was in his sleep. The Lord can send a word, friends, or a line of a truth to wake up with. And when he blessed him there, we notice it, and the Lord stood above it, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon that ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. Set up on the earth and the top of it. That's a religion we want. God sets it up in our hearts. And friends, the top of all God's purposes and grace meet. In that fullness of God to him. To have all the glory. And so the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father and the God of Isaac. And he gave him a promise. He had to walk in that promise, didn't he? And he said to Jacob, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places, whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. That's how the Lord met with Jacob. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Now, I want to come to a few things. It may need your forbearance. What I want to speak about is the law and the gospel, a blessing which is in name only, which is not sincere, which is not to our eternal blessing or good spiritually. And then when God works, or when he comes, I want to gather up then those that wait upon the Lord, And they have to learn this. It's not their merit. Not their very best prayer. Not their best desire. But liberty they may have, it doesn't rest there. Or how they're instructed in the scriptures, or even are persuaded by many, a good many, that if only they close with God, if only they will know that there is a God, then they're saved eternally. Friends, something more is needed. And that's the rich blessing that Jacob had. Much wrestling about it. And then to clear myself, that the matter is this, that God grants a blessing indeed, but it's by the new birth. It is by that living desire, even wishes so weak, that Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. That's where I want to come. Those that are before the Lord, but there are many temptations and there are many trials, and much hardness in our hearts perhaps, and fainting. But then the world presses close. There may be some that say, oh, if only I could think in my work, when I have my duties, that only I could be more spiritually minded. And there's a bondage and much trouble. And you come home at night, perhaps, and you feel utterly undone and feel to be a failure. Well, friends, do you want to hear a man say, well, next day do a bit better? Pray a little bit more. You want to hear a man say, well, you failed this time, but perhaps you might prevail another time? No, friends. You want a blessing from God. And that only will suffice to satisfy the desires of your heart. Now God grants it. And a sweet word. What the Lord will be pleased to do by his mercy and his sweet grace to those that are brought not to cleave to the law or anything good in us there, but to be looking unto Jesus. Now these things need to be clarified. They need to be very clear that a blessing from God will have an eternal source. And friends, it runs in a channel of God's mercy. All of grace. Now some may say, well, that is so. But how do I get the blessing? Well, let me come. What ground are you on? What ground am I on? Is it the ground of mercy? But let me come a little further. In speaking of law and gospel, and Esau and Jacob, you know how Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And so it was that these things, these natural things, or these things which attended his course, occupied the poor man's heart so much. But you see, he wanted a blessing according to our text. Though the Lord granted a little sweet view when he said, this is God's house. And he believed that the Lord would appear. Friends, he wanted something more than just temporal deliverance. He wanted a blessing. I want to come to it. Friends, a rich blessing. He wanted to know the name of this one that wrestled with him. He wanted to know a sweet interest in the Lord, the God of his fathers. Now let me come to this word to help me to come to the point that this ground that he was brought upon in his temporal need and his spiritual need for a blessing. I want to speak very clearly. In Genesis 32 we read this, friends, I am not worthy. We didn't hear Esau say anything like that, did we? He said, I am not worthy. Of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth of which thou hast shown unto thy servant, for with my staff I passed over this Jordan, now I am become two bands. So let me direct you to this difference between the law and the gospel. Friends, it is necessary to say these petitions and this great confession of his unworthiness was of grace. We might search our hearts, friends, on what account do we want the blessing? Is it ours? Or is it his? Or do we see our need to be so great and our sins to seem to condemn us? And friends, let me come. It's impressed upon my mind. Perhaps seekers, maybe new in the way, and their hearts are touched by God's grace, but there's a great need for the Lord to help them to understand law and gospel. Well, the law hardens, doesn't it? Why should not God bless me? And grace says, I am not worthy. That's the ground. Is there any of that ground in your heart and mind? It will not be until the Lord grants the new birth and the grace of God abounds in. We are under the law by nature. It's deliverance from it, but sometimes it's here a little and there a little. These things occupy our hearts so much. There is need today to speak very clearly of the blessing that God imparts, of the new birth and the need for Christ. The need of him. Or do I feel my need of Christ to save me from my sin? Something secret perhaps at work, and we may not know exactly what it is. But there is a need for the Lord to teach us. I come ever so low. Those that need the Lord to teach them. I love to hear the preaching of the Spirit of God. That one that guides into all truth. I've often thought of it that the work of God's Spirit, like that, going in the tops of the mulberry trees of the hearts of God's people, moves them, doesn't it, to his house, his ways, his truth, and to the gospel. Now, friends, it's that gospel that meets the need or reveals that hope. And there's a cleaving, isn't there, to that truth. Now, today, the spirit is this, well, that we need to go with all, or most, or that we need not to be so discriminating. And we ought to have any minister that's available. Friends, let me be ever so clear. The matter is one of need of that mercy of God and that truth that can satisfy that longing soul. And there is a need to speak of it, not in a derogatory way, but sometimes there is that need for the Lord to grant to us, or that help to know and to be guided aright. I want to leave just those thoughts with you, but perhaps it might take up a stumbling block. Much could be said, but friends, the gospel is the gospel, and it is that way in which God is pleased to send the river of his love and mercy in the streams which make glad the city of God. Let me notice very quickly that another vital consideration contained in the word I've read with you, these two verses, and Jacob was left alone, and the rest of the man with him until the breaking of the day. And to be on this good ground, you know, friends, it's all of grace, isn't it? And this one I believe to be none other than the angel of his presence, revealed in the gospel, that one that wrestled with Jacob. None other than God himself, and yet in that person. Now, friends, the Lord knows how to draw out those cries, doesn't he? He knows how to give an aching heart, a longing heart. He knows how to try, as it was with dear Abraham, and all the dear saints of God, those that are tried perhaps with much knowledge of sin or of need, the Lord to grant a blessing. I want to come a little further. That's the way into our text, friends. God began with Jacob. That's where I stand. And then he wrestles with him. Now, it is in the man. Notice something else. When we speak of this word, wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day, it is until the day break. And God's purpose is to be known in the dawning of the day, when the Lord will appear. Now you see, we want to speak of this one as most holy, that wrestled with Jacob. Notice how he touched the hollow of his thigh with a glimpse of the greatness of him that could consume Jacob and each one that seeks God's face. But it's the man, isn't it? The man, Christ Jesus. I hope none will find fault with me. Friends, this wrestling was really that setting forth of that glorious man that would prevail, but tried the heart of Jacob. Deeply tried him. He had to wrestle, we understand here, as it were, all night. And there were those things in his providence, the great trouble he was in. But that wasn't all his trouble. He did need his God to appear. But you know, And this is where I gather up those that seek the Lord. The Lord is pleased to try their hearts towards Him and to try the work He works within. Faith, the smallest must surely be tried. Now He wanted a blessing indeed. He didn't just want to be delivered out of His present circumstances. I believe the word of God here speaks of this blessing He wanted, thirsted for, as the Lord wrestled with him, or in that person, the Lord Jesus. So there was that quickening to call upon His name. And so the dear man cried unto his God, didn't he? It wasn't his strength, but it was the sanctifying of all those things that he was in. It was that one that wrestled with Jacob. No, it's his purposes, wasn't it? He that knows the breaking of the day. God that surely will appear. He tried dear Jacob so much. And again, friends, this is no easy religion. But it's that travail we read of, which a sore travail which God hath given the sons of men to be exercised in. Need for the Lord to grant an indeed blessing. This is where we come. When he was left alone, there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Known to him that wrestled with Jacob. But how the dear man, by God's grace, was able to wrestle, as it were, in prayer. Wrestling prayer can wonders do. Bring relief in deepest straits. Some of us have sweetly proved it. Perhaps some of you know what I mean when you long for that wrestling prayer. And your poor prayers seem so lame. You can't seem to wrestle as you would. But there are a few groans and desires known to God. You know, that's what we long for, the dear children, their humble way to seek the Lord, how gracious He is, until the breaking of the day. Not the breaking of Jacob, the breaking of the snare, the breaking of his heart too. Till God will appear. Now I've said before, it needs a heart upright. When he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. The hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Well, I don't think it's too hard to understand that this is a great pleading, seeking, as it were, wrestling until the Lord appears. Some of you know what it is. Until the daybreak, I've walked in it, until God appears. Till the breaking of the day. Is that day not promised in the gospel? Is there not here and there a little sweet encouragement to pray again? To seek unto the Lord perhaps a sweet word is given, and it encourages your heart. That's the gospel. Until the breaking of the day. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. The angel of his presence. And he said, I will not let thee go. except thou bless me. Have you got a religion like that? I will not let thee go. I cannot let thee go. Now, friends, it's different, isn't it, to saying our prayers and expecting God to do his part, friends. Or is it not that waiting until God may have mercy, until the Lord will appear, until the Lord will bring forgiveness and grace to help in time of need? Perhaps he may use providences. But how dear Jacob was wrestling, wasn't he, for a blessing? He said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. It's a good text. It speaks of grace in the heart, that grace is all sufficient, isn't it? These sons of Jacob. But then there is that quickening and that crying unto God. That is the exercise of seeking for a blessing. May the Lord grant it. He said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Except thou bless me. Friends, does it cut a little close? Take what thou wilt. Leave not my soul destitute. I speak very, very soberly. You know, it comes to points, doesn't it? You dare not go opposite God's word, and there's a word that comes before my mind. How can two walk together except they be agreed? He said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. No, it's not creature merit. It's not Jacob, but Jacob's God. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. He said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? Is it just to be out of trouble? Is it just for the things of this life? Or is it to know him? That name so precious, so exceeding wonderful. His name should be called Wonderful. That God to bless in the man, Christ Jesus. Name so precious. How sweet and precious is the name we sing. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds. Believers hear. Says his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. I've repeated that more than once. Friends, let me come here. This name is a name all sufficient. For there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Neither do we offer it, neither do we say, well, if you pray enough, friends, it's all what comes down. Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? Oh, it's by his grace, isn't it? But you're not what you once were, but you're not what you want to be. Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. But that's the ground, isn't it? Of God's mercy. It is that truth as it is in Jesus. Let's leave a few thoughts with you, as my custom is, not to be too long. I want to gather up my thoughts. I seem to be directed again to that word, until the day break. May we be able to speak a word in season. May there be a solemn sound. But then, friends, doctrine, I've said in this pulpit, it gets underneath these seeking souls, these souls that are so troubled and even full of sorrow. Doctrine gets underneath, and it's in Christ, the friend, the very person, the Lord Jesus, his name, his truth, the God that shines gracious through the man and shed sweet glories on them all. And then lastly, may there be those that are well set down in law and gospel today, that know by the dealings of God with them that sound of sovereign grace, and cleave to the Lord and his ways. And it will cost you something in this, that you'll be misunderstood. But friends, continue in this, that all the glory must redound to sovereign grace. Easy to say it, but you know there's not, that's separated from our old carnal hearts, and that easy way of salvation which the old nature would love, without the trial, without the trouble, and without conviction. But friends, God appoints otherwise, doesn't he? Jacob had to wrestle for the blessing. I've had to just come here with what seems to be upon my heart. May the Lord forgive anything I've spoken amiss. Amen.
Willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who also hopes to preach on Tuesday evening and next Lord's Day. And there is no Sunday school today. Let us close with hymn 247. O Lord, I would delight in thee, and on thy care depend. To thee in every trouble flee, my best, my only friend. 247.
Lord, we thank thee for thy many mercies. May we have grateful hearts. We bless thee, Lord, for thy goodness. May we feel it. Thou art good. There are many Ebenezers. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us each. Amen.